Okay, sagte mal. Toshma. Aber nun, wenn ich sage, wie ich so sehr frei nach, ich soll füllen, ich soll nicht damisch beim Kredisch mit, nicht damisch beim Kredisch, nicht damisch beim Kredisch, also nicht damisch beim Kredisch. Reisen mit Fereshes. Reisen mit Fereshes, der Asmano lav milsa kashan abai. So the more answers, Chor Abai's answer. Tanoihi. Rebshutte, this is Abai's answer. That's a poshut. Just occurs to me now. Who's talking in the Gemara now? The Gemara says Tanoi. That's the stum of the Gemara talking, or is it Abai talking? I mean, historically, you know. But the Gemara is saying this to me, Miyasha Shitas Abai, or the Gemara is saying this, that this is the Emes. The Machalikas Abai and Rova, you could read the Gemara. These words, Tanoi, it'll be again in a few minutes. These words of the Gemara, Tanoi, you could read it mean that the Gemara asked the Kashan Abai. Abai, what do you do with the Braisa about the Omer Lu'uman? What do you do with this Bryce? This Bryce is against you, it's like Rava. So Abai answers Tanoihi. You're right, that Bryce is against me, but I have another Bryce that, where I'll show you that it's Machlekes Tanoi.
Which is MSY you bring in the beginning?
What?
Which is MSY you bring in at the answer?
No. Of course, we're also answering it, so it's also to answer the Kashan Abai. But maybe since it doesn't say Omer Lachabai, maybe the stum of the Gemara is saying this fact that it's a machlokes tanoim. Of course, that answers the question from the Braisa. It answers maybe all the Braisas, but it answers the Kashan Abai too. But maybe it's the stum of the Gemara talking, or maybe not. Right now, it doesn't make such a big difference. But in a few minutes, you'll see it may make a difference in the cheshbon of the Gemara. For the time being, let's say that it's Abai talking. Says Abai, Tanoihi, you're right. That Braisa is against me, but I have another Braisa that supports me. Or I have another Braisa where there is somebody at least who supports me. I'm not all by myself. Where is it in Machlekes Tanoim? The Sani will enter the Braisa. The Tzipan Zovah Shatola Leim Oshel Behema Tmeya Psulos Or Behema Torah Ksheres Afal Pishol Yibdom Lishmon. So the Tanakama here says that Or HaBatim Pashos over here, we're talking about Or HaBatim. We'll see later on the Palamar of Shita that is talking about the Ritzuis. We'll see how he reads the Lashon of the Braisa. But Kimat all the Rishonim understand we're talking here other than the Balamor, talking about the Orabatim, the bias of the tefillin. And the Rabbanim say that it does not have to be Lishma. It has to be Or Behemet Torah. It can't. That it has to be. But it doesn't have to be. It doesn't need Ibud Lishma. Reb Shimon Galil Oimer Af Or Behemet Torah Psulis Ad Shi Abnum Lishma. And Reb Shimon Galil says, no, you have to have Ibud Lishma. So it says in this Gemara doesn't spell out how exactly. Gemara doesn't dot the I's and cross the T's. And that's why it's going to be Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, exactly how to dot the I's. But the Gemara says that the Machlekes, the Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel, Posh Pshat in the Gemara, is that the Machlekes, the Rabbanan Rav Shimon Gamliel, is totally in the Machlekes Abai Nova, but Azimana Milso. So Tanoi, the Machlekes Abai Nova, is reflected in this Braisa, Machlekes Tanoi, here in the Braisa. So what's the Tliya? What does one thing have to do with the other? So what does Rashi say? Not that much. Says Rashi, Sipan Zov, L'tfilin, P'sulis, Halach L'mashim, Sini, Hu, Tola, Le'em, Loshin, Tloik, Le'em, Rechipin, Bar, Behem, Etmeya, P'sulis, L'sibbehem, Manti, Atres, Hashem, Beficho. Anyway, this is the Rashi that we want to focus on right now. Afal gav shelo yivdoi, Lo'or zeh l'shmoi, Da'azmon alav milsohi, V'lo yichbas lanbo. So Rashi learns the Tliya of the Gemara is that if Hazman is lav milsa, then le'ichbas lanba, and the ibud, which is apparently a hazmana, is le'ichbas lanba, and therefore the ibud does not have to be lishma. Whereas if Hazman is milsahi, then the ibud is ichbas lanba. Hazman is ichbas lanba, and the ibud is ichbas lanba, and therefore the it has to be lishma. So it comes out that the Rav Shimon Liel says that you need lishma will be like whom? Like which shita? Like Abai, that Hazman and milsa. And the Rabbanan say that you don't need Lishma, that's like Rava, that has mana lav milsa. That's Shita Rashi. So what's that? So let's just understand the Rashi. L'chayra, let's say to start with, L'chayra, what's the Pshat on the Rashi? L'chayra Rashi is saying like this, that every if has mana milsa, sorry, if has mana milsa, so when you're ma'abed or so you're being mazmen at L'shem Tefillin. Since you're being mazmen at L'shem Tefillin, So it's already called an asiyah of tefillin, because this is something you're doing to tefillin, and therefore it has to be lishma. If, on the other hand, hazmana lav milsa, so when you ma'abed the or lav milsa, it's not really tefillin yet. So what you're being ma'abed is not tefillin; you're just being ma'abed a piece of leather. That's not called an asiyah. And if it's not an asiyah, then it doesn't have to be lishma. Let's say, for starters, havana rash. It's a working hypothesis, which as in Rashi is, if hazmana milsa, so when you ma'abed the or, it becomes tefillin. So what are you doing now? You're making tefillin. If you're making tefillin, you have to do it lishma. If hazmana la milsa, then what you're making is just a piece of leather, and making a piece of leather doesn't have to be lishma. It's not tefillin yet. Chayra, it's hard. This is hard to understand. If I'll be ma'abed the or shaloi lishma, then it won't be hazmana. It's only hazmana for tefillin if I do it l'shem tefillin. Even the madam hazmana milsa, according to Abaye. So if I'm ma'abed the or tefillin l'shem tefillin, then it becomes tefillin hazmana milsa. And now I'm doing an asi in tefillin, and an asi in tefillin has to be l'shma. But why do I have to do it l'shma? Why can't I be ma'abed shaloi l'shma? If I'll be ma'abed shaloi l'shma, then there won't be over here hazmana l'shem tefillin, and then it'll be a piece of leather, even according to Abaye. And if it's just a piece of leather, then why does it have to be lishma? It's not so clear that there's a leap over here. Because hazmana and milsa, therefore I have to do a lishma. Don't do a hazmana, don't have in mind that it's the shem hazmana, and then you won't have to do lishma. After all, it's not axiomatic. Why is it axiomatic that the ibud has to be lishma? According to Rava, according to the Rabbanan, the ibud doesn't have to be lishma, because it's just a piece of leather. So according to Abaye, why can't it also be, I'll make sure not to have in mind that I'm doing it lishem tefillin, not to do it. And then it'll just be a piece of leather, even according to Abaye. So it's hard to see how hazmana compels that I have to do it lishma. Don't do hazmana. Don't be mazman at lishem tefillin, and then it'll be the same. And then it'll be the same as, and then it won't be tefillin. And so why should I have to do it lishma? Interestingly, the Ramban in the Milchamas learns the Gemara very similar to Rashi in the Cheshbon of the, you know, who holds like whom. The Rabbi is like Shimon Gamliel. The Ramban is similar to Rashi in the basic, you know, structure of this Gemara. But the Ramban says, Pshat in the Gemara, that in a Chanami it does not follow because Hazmana Milsa that therefore you have to do Lishma. He says the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara is saying is the other way around. If you need Ibud Lishma, then it follows you must hold it hazmana milsa, because ibud lishma means that you're being ma'abed tefillin lishma, and if hazmana la milsa, it's not tefillin. But if you don't need ibud lishma, that doesn't mean that hazmana la milsa. It might be hazmana milsa, but there's no mitzvah of ibud lishma. Now, the Ramban learns pshat in the Gemara. You haven't seen the Ramban yet, I assume, unless you're very quick with the Ramban Klamis, but probably haven't seen the Ramban yet. And I'm going to leave more Ramban Klamis before we get to the Ramban. It'll be a while, but just upon this pshat in the Gemara that it's really an independent machlekes. If you need ibud lishma, you don't need ibud lishma. That has nothing to do with hazmana milsa per se. It's just a machlekes in, I don't know, halacha mishimisini or something. Or do you need ibud lishma? Do you not need ibud lishma? Upon it say, Torah never said you need ibud lishma, and Rav Shimon Leo said no. The Torah says you need ibud lishma. Where does it say in Torah? That's a different problem. But somewhere it says in Torah you need to have ibud lishma. Let's say it's halacha mishimisini. I don't remember what the Ramban says in that regard. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara just means like this. If the Torah said you need Ibud Lishma, what does that mean? It means you have to be Ma'abed the Or HaTfilin Lishma. Why is it Or HaTfilin? What is it Or HaTfilin? If it's just a piece of leather, what makes it into Or HaTfilin? So to say that you need Ibud Lishma, if the Torah said you need Ibud Lishma, the Torah must presuppose that Hazmana Milsa. But that's not the reason why you need Ibud Lishma. You need Ibud Lishma because it's the thing you need Ibud Lishma. But the whole concept of the Ibud Lishma only makes sense if you take it as given that Hazmana is a milsa. So the Gemara is clear, therefore, is that Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds that you need Ibud Lishma, must build on the premise that Hazmana is milsa. Otherwise, it's absurd to require Ibud Lishma. You being ma'abed a piece of shoe leather, Lishma doesn't mean anything. So if you need Ibud Lishma, you must hold Hazmana milsa. But what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan say you don't need Ibud Lishma. We have no idea what they hold about Hazmana milsa. The male that's mana lab milsa, the male that's mana is milsa, but the Torah didn't say you need lishma. So we have no idea what the Rabbanan holds. We know what Rav Shimon, all we can prove is that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, who holds that you need Ibud Lishma, he must take it as given that Hazmana is Milsa. What does it mean, Tanoi? The Gemara says, Tanoi. Where is the Tanoi? It comes out that the only person here we have, the only Tanu whose Shita we can identify is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hazmana Milsa. Where is the Tanu who holds Hazmana La Milsa? The rights of the previous price. Says the Ramban, the Tanoi is not Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabban Rav Shimon Gamliel. We don't know what the Rabban holds. The Rabban on this issue are neutral. The Rabban say you don't need to put the Shema, so the Shadah doesn't. We don't know what they hold about Hazmana. But the Gemara says Tanoi, the Gemara means the Brisa before, the Gemara had quoted a Brisa before against Abaye, that Nartik Shev, what was Lashon, Omer Le'umen, that Brisa says Hazmana Lan Milsa. So Kashan Abaye says Abaye, yeah, that Brisa is not like me, but Rav Shimon Gamliel is like me. The Rabban Rav Shimon Gamliel, we have no idea. They're not players over here. They just hold you don't need to put the Shema. That's the Ramban's Mahalach. So the Fidei Rabban, I understand this svara. It's not that Hazmana, if Hazmana Milsa, therefore you have to do Lishma. Lishma is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Just the idea of Lishma presupposes it must be Hazmana Milsa, because otherwise it's absurd to require Yibud Lishma. That's a very nice mahalach. But is that what Rashi holds? Does Rashi hold like the Rambam? He asks the Feresh not the way. Rashi goes in the Rabbanon for Shem Liel. Afal gav shelo yibdo, you don't need Yibud Lishma. The Hazmana Lav Milsa, the Leich Baslan Bar. Rashi's Beferish. The Rabbanon of Shimon Gamliel hold Hazmana Lav Milsa. So if you Rashi, the Ramban is Lapuki from the Rashi. You see that Rashi learned that somehow the Machleika starts with the issue of Hazmana Milsa. If Hazmana Lav Milsa, it then follows you don't need Ibud Lishma. And if Hazmana Milsa, then it follows that because Hazmana Milsa, therefore you have to have Ibud Lishma. What's one thing have to do with the other? So maybe you could say it means like this, that if Hazmana Milsa, maybe we'll say this, that's a given, that all of the asiyas of tefillin have to be lishma. Or everything that makes tefillin has to be lishma. So if Hazmana Lav Milsa, what makes tefillin tefillin? The actual making of the tefillin at the end, putting the pieces together. But the Hazmana is not an asiyas tefillin. But if Hazmana Milsa, so part of making tefillin is being mazmin the tefillin. So if Hazmana Milsa, so then you have to do the Hazmana Lishma. And if you have to do the Hazmana Lishma, then you have to be ma'abed the tefillin lishma. Because you have to do Hazmana Lishma. I mean, Hazmana is always Lishma, but you have to have a Hazmana Lishma. That's okay, but you have to have a Hazmana Lishma, and since you have to have a Hazmana Lishma, therefore you have to do Ibud Lishma, because that's how you'll do the Hazmana Lishma. Why doesn't it make sense either? Why can I have a Hazmana Lishma b'peh? I'll take the tefillin and I'll say, I'm being mazmin at Lishma for the mitzvah tefillin. That's Hazmana Lishma. We'll see later in Taisus. So the Ran, when he quotes Rashi, he says that Rashi holds, that apparently Rashi holds, that Hazmana is not enough, that Hazmana has to be a Maisa Goma. Like Eric Begad Lemes. And that's Pater Rashi. You see, he assumes the Rashi. He reads into Rashi. Rashi must hold that Hazmana has no good. You need Hazmana like they mice. So therefore, since Hazmana Milsa, so there's a din that you have to do Hazmana Lishma, and Hazmana Lishma can't be Hazmana Bepeh because that's not a Hazmana. So therefore, the Hazmana has to be that you have to be Ma'abid or at Tefillin Lishma in order to do a Hazmana Lishma. I don't know if that's just, is that so from what we saw before? The Rashi holds that Hazmana has to be can't be Bepeh. I thought we had a smoking gun. Rashi in which said Hazmana could be Bepeh. Bayesel of Adazar, Rashi says that's called Hazmana. So back to square one. I mean, I don't know, the Ran says not that way in Rashi, but Sarchi in the Rashi, but Bayes says Mufush, that Hazmana Bepeh is called Hazmana. So even if there's some halacha, somehow we'll understand that if Hazmana Milso, so you have to be Mazman and Tefillin Lishma. So do the Hazmana Bepeh, why do you have to do a Dafka Lideibu? So to make a long story short, here's another Rashi. I think the two Rashis go together. We have a machlokes here in the Gemara about Arabatim. Does Arabatim have to have Ibud Lishma or not? Machlokes Rabbanan of Shmuel. The Gemara says totally in Hazmana Milsa, which we're now in we're now within Rashi Shita. That means if Hazmana Milsa, then you have to have Ibud Lashma. If Hazmana Lav Milsa, then you don't have Ibud Lashma. The Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. I did not give this in the Maamar Kaimis, but I'm giving it to you now. Tomorrow you should see the Maamar Menachos Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the whole sugya over there, the whole Amud. With the Taisus. Most of them, anyway. Remind me, I'll tell you which ones, but it's basically most of the Taisus. The Gemara over there says that the Machlaikis Rabban of Shimon Liel by Ora Batim parallels the Machlaikis Rabban Shmuel by Tzitzis, if the threads of Tzitzis have to be spun Lishma, Tfil Lishma. Everybody agrees you have to put the Pashas Lishma over there. Everybody agrees you have to put the Tzitzis into the Beg of Lishma. You'll see it's not so Pashas, but. But I'll compare the Maris Machlaik is about the spinning of the threads. Does the spinning of the threads have to be Lishma? Rav says, no. It's enough to put the tzitzis into the bag of Lishma. You don't have to make the threads Lishma. And Shmuel says you have to make the threads Lishma. And the Gemara says it's totally the Machlaik is Rabbanu of Shimon Gamliel. So it's parallel. Making the threads is like making the leather. If you have to make, according to Shimon Gamliel, you have to make the leather of the tefillin Lishma. So you have to make the threads of tzitzis Lishma. According to the Rabbanu on that you don't have to make the arabat and lishma, then you don't have to make the threads of the tzitzis lishma. Then there's gemara in sukkah. These are the three gemaras about lishma. The main gemaras, the gemara by us, the gemara in menachos, the gemara in sukkah. Gemara in sukkah says, also brings this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, that by tzitzis, that Rav says you don't have to spin the threads of lishma, and Shmuel says that you do. The Gemara has a different issue. The Gemara asks, why is it that by tzitzis is machlekes if you have to make the threads lishma, and everybody agrees you have to put the tzitzis onto the beg of lishma? So how come sukkah doesn't have to be made lishma? Sukkah does not need to be made lishma. The Shami says, yeah, but they're still old. We pass them. You don't have to make a sukkah lishma. You have to make lishem tzel, but not lishem mitzvah sukkah. So why is it any different than tzitzis? So the Gemara says, no, by tzitzis is a pasuk. Gedilim tasa lecho lecho lishem chayvah lishem chayvah. By sukkah there's no pasuk. And any pasuk that we can find, we need for something else. So there's no pasuk by sukkah. So Rabbi Taisus the Menachos asks, okay, so by tzitzis is a pasuk, by sukkah is not a pasuk. What about tefillin? Where's the pasuk by tefillin that has to be lishma? The Gemara says tefillin do need lishma. Where's the pasuk for that? Taisus remains with the tzarachim. Other Rishonim also talk about it. I don't remember what they say. Taisus doesn't remains with the kasha. Akapanim. So it says in that Gemara, the Gemara quotes through this machlekes Rabbi Shmuel also. The threads of the tzitzis have to be made lishma or not. So Rashi over there explains, what's the machlekes? So Rashi is like this. That's for sure that you need an asiyah lishma, because the Torah says, gedilim tasa lecha lecha l'shem chayvcha. So you need to have asiyah lishma. The machlekes is, what goes into asiyah? Rav holds asiyah, is putting the tzitzis onto the beggar. That's the getter of asiyah. The tfiyah is lav asiyah. And Shmuel holds, the tfiyah also has a shem asiyah. And therefore it's covered by the din of Dilum Tasa Lecha. I think that Rashi corresponds to the Rashi Vayas about Ichbas Lanlaba and Lo Ichbas Lanlaba. What Rashi in Sukkah calls that it's an Asiyah is what Rashi Vayas calls that it's Ichbas Lanlaba. And the Cheshbon, I think the point of Rashi what comes out between the two Rashis is that that's a given, that the Asiyahs of Tzitzis and the Asiyahs of Tefillin have to be Lishma. The asiyas of tzitzis have to be lishma because it says vilim tasa lecha. The asiyas of tefillin have to be lishma for some unspecified reason. We don't know. Taisus says he doesn't know why. Again, there are other issues to discuss it. I don't remember right now what they say about. But for some reason, all the asiyas of tefillin have to be lishma, just like all the asiyas of tzitzis have to be lishma. And now the question is that faces Rav and Shmuel and Rav Shmuel Liel and the Rabbanon is what goes under the heading of asiyah? What's called asiyas of tzitzis? So by tefillah. So what's this? What's a tolian? So Agamara says that it's tolian as mona milsa, and presumably plugging all the gemaras together, it should come out that across the board it's tolian as mona milsa. No, it's A equals B, B equals C. It says in Agamara the machlekes rabbanim shimuliel is machlekes about as mona milsa. It says in Gemara Menachos that the machlekes rabbanim shimuliel parallels the machlekes rabban shimul by tvi and sitzis, and the Gemara says in Sukkah that the machlekes by tvi and sitzis has to do with dilun tasa lecho. What's called an asiyah? At least the way Rashi explains that Gemara. It's a machlekes about what's called an asiyah. So you put all those, assuming that all these gemaras agree with each other, let's assume for the time being that all these gemaras agree with each other. So it says that if hazmana milsa, then the asiyas, then the dibur ha'or And the tefillah of the chutum of tzitzis is called an asiyah. And if has mana lav milsa, then the kibud of the ur, and likewise the tefillah of the tzitzis, is not called an asiyah. What's the havana? So I think the havana is this. Even if hazmana could be bateh, but ibud ha'or and tfiyas ha'chutim by their nature are acts of hazmana. They're acts of readying something for use. Why are you ma'abed or? You have a nice piece of skin. You ma'abed it in order to use it. So by definition, ibud is an act of readying something for use. So it's a kind of hazmana. Hazmana for maybe for football. Maybe hazmana for many different things. But it's an act of hazmana of being mazman something for be taking the skin and making it useful for some reason that you, for some use that you're going to have out of it. Same thing with the tefillah. Tefillah is an act of hazmana. You're taking threads that are not useful, taking wool that's not useful, and you're making into it threads for some use that you have in mind, and maybe you haven't specified anything in mind. But by its nature, this is an act of hazmana. The machlekes Rav and Shmuel, which is machlekes Rabban and Rav Shimon Liel, which is the machlekes Vayin Rav about hazmana milsa, is that called an asiyah? If hazmana milsa, that means hazmana has force. When you designate something for a particular use that has consequence, it's meaningful, it has halachic significance, it then becomes tashmishem meis, it becomes tachrifem meis, it becomes egla rufa, whatever it is, whatever your mental designation has we treat that as a reality. Not as some thoughts that you're having, we treat that as a reality that this thing really does become designated, then the ibud is considered to be a consequential asiyah. It has a shem asiyah. And if it has a shem asiyah, then it goes into the din of bilum tasil chod, and all the asiyahs and tzitzis have to be lishma. If on the other hand, and the ibud of the, and likewise by tefillin, if on the other hand, hazmana lav milsa, that means we look at your mental designation of something as being of no consequence at all. And you could. No Yisrei Hanorah chal al yedezeh, no Shem Eglarufus chal al yedezeh, it doesn't have any consequence. Then, tefiyah is not consequential, because what is tefiyah? Tefiyah is an act of making something ready for use. But what use you have in mind is of no consequence. So therefore, it's not called an asiyah. And if it's not called an asiyah, then it doesn't have to be lishma. I think that's the Seder Advarim in Rashi. Maybe there's room to say more, but I think that's the pashut to Seder Advarim. The main thing that I want to bring to your attention is, I think it just illuminates the pshat in Rashi. So where Rashi talks about by us that if hazmana milsa, so it's ichbas lanba, very vague terms, I think ichbas lanba is the analog of what Rashi says over there that is called an asiyah. If hazmana milsa, maybe hazmana b'peh is also something. About hazmana, Rashi also hazmana b'peh is also hazmana. But it doesn't matter, hazmana b'peh may be good hazmana. But ibud is an act of hazmana. And if ibud, and tfiyah is an act of hazmana, it is an act of readying something for that is by definition an act of hazmana. And if hazmana milsa, then that's called an asiyah. And if it's an asiyah, then it has to be lishma. And if it's lav milsa, it's not an asiyah, then it doesn't have to be lishma. One interesting nekuda, why, when Rashi by us uses the lashon ichbas lanba, that really parallels what he said in Sukkah, the lashon of, that is called an asiyah. So why did Rashi change his lashon? Like what's wrong? That's a very nice lashon that he uses in Sukkah, and much more easy to understand. But it's called an asiyah. How come Rashi Yossi uses a different lashon? Ichbas lanba, such a harder lashon to get a handle on. Why didn't he use the lashon? Why didn't he use that lashon in Sukkah of you should say, if hazmana milsa, then the ibud ha'or is an asiyah, and it has to be lishma. And if hazmana lav milsa, then the ibud ha'or is not an asiyah. Doesn't have to be lishma. How come Rashi Yossi doesn't use that lashon? He uses a much more vague lashon. Ichbas lanba, you care about it. Let him say it's an asiyah. I think it's a pashut. The pashut is pashut, nothing fancy, but I just you have our gushim in the Rashi. Why? By tzitzis he uses the lashon of asiyah. By tefillin doesn't use the lashon of asiyah.
Isn't it expanded to other cases like over here? Like in cases like Tashmishan, the base fund, there's no din of asiyah. It's like it's all
about the product. So we're extracting. I'll say even more on the head of tefillin. How come tzitzis have to be lishma? By tzitzis, the Torah says the lashon of asiyah. So there, Rashi uses the lashon. Is it called an asiyah or not? What goes into the pasuk? By tefillin, there's no pasuk of asiyah. So here, Rashi doesn't want to use the lashon of asiyah because there is no asiyah. Asiyah is not the right word because it doesn't really say asiyah. Asiyah doesn't have any significance by tefillin. And then, as I said before, Tosis grapples with where's the source for lishma by tefillin altogether, and I don't know what the answer is going to be for Rashi or for Taisus remains with the Sanchia. I don't know. We don't have to answer that right now. Wherever, maybe. But Akapanim, by tefillin, there's a halacha that when you make tefillin, it has to be lishma. But it's not from a pasuk of an osu. So therefore, Rashi over here doesn't want to use a lashon of it's called an asiyah, because asiyah mandocha shmei. Asiyah is not the important word over here. By so here Rashi is more vague. He says ichbas lanba. It's consequential, and therefore it has to be lishma. Why does it have to be lishma? Just because it's consequential. Where does it say in Torah? I don't know. Taisus doesn't know, so I don't know either right now. But Akapanim, that's where Rashi Mishan is lashon. But nonetheless, I think it's analogous. You know, it's the analogous thing. But by tzitzis is called that it's called what by tzitzis is called in asiyah. By tefillin is called that it's ichbas lanba. This is an act of asiyah set tefillin, and if it's an act of asiyah set tefillin, it has to be lishma. Now, let's do a question. Rashi, Abai says, this is Abai's defense. Kashas, this is Abai's defense. Kanoyi. Right, Akash and Abai. And the Gemara's answer, again, I'm not sure if it's Abai talking or the Stam of the Gemara talking, but the answer is that it's a Machlokes Tanai. Rav Shim Gamliel is the Siyuah for Abai. The Braisa before about the Omer Uman may be against Abai, but Rav Shim Gamliel supports Abai. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hazmana Milsa. Before I'm in Chesem Adal at the top, where is the Kasha and Rava? According to Rava, Hazmana Lav Milsa, Nigman Ve'egla Rufa. Which according to Rashi meant what? What was the Gemara's Kasha with it? I had Rashi on the Gemara, but Nigman Ve'egla Rufa, Lerava, the Hazmana Lav Milsa, because he learns that from Hashem Sheva Dezor, Nigman Ve'egla Rufa. How did Rashi learn the Kasha? We should learn from Egla Rufa that what? That Hazmana Lav Milsa. What is the Gemara's answer? What is the more answer? First line of Chesem Adal. Mishamshim gamin lachuk eb eglarufa the higuf of kedusha. The Chorit says in that Gemara, at least the way Rashi reads that Gemara, it says in that Gemara that even according to the Madomar Hazmana Lav Milsa, that's only by Mishamshim. By gufa kedusha, everybody agrees that Hazmana Milsa. Even Rava holds the Hazmana Lav Milsa. By gufa kedusha, Rava agrees that Hazmana Milsa. Rashi and Malila, you're talking about Mishamshin or Gufat Dusha? So this is Machlag Tishayim. It's Machlag Tishayim is done. It's a Machlag Tishayim. Some Tishayim hold that Arabatim is Mishamshin. If Arabatim is Mishamshin, then I have no question. No problem. Most Tishayim hold that Arabatim is Gufat Dusha. Tishayim holds the way. Since there's a Shin, it's part of the Shem Hashem. Most Tishayim hold that Arabatim is Gufat Dusha. If our Abatim is Gufa Kedusha, so where does Abai see support for his position in Rav Shimon Gamliel? Okay, remember, Rashi learning that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who has to support him. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel says you need Lishma, that's because Hazmana Milsa. What's the Raya? How is that a Raya to Abai? Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about Gufa Kedusha. By Gufa Kedusha, everybody holds Hazmana Milsa. Abai's Chiddush is that Hazmana Milsa by Mishamshim. But by Gufa Kedusha, even Rav agrees that Hazmana Milsa. So where do you see anything in Rav Shimon Gamliel? How does this support Abai? Rava would also agree that according to the Rava would also hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel that Hazmana Milsa by Gufat Dusha. So where's the support to? How does Abai see anything in Rav Shimon Gamliel? So I think there's an answer, possibly answer in Cheshbon, and this is, it's important to the Cheshbon of Tosfos. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Well, maybe Rabban hold Ari Fosai Shrosa. In the Chanami, I think according to Rashi, maybe Rabban have to hold Ari Fosai Shrosa. But Akoponim, Abai holds that. Right, maybe Rabban hold Ari Fosai Shrosa. But Akoponim, the question is, what did Abai see in Rav Shimon Gamliel? And you're right, it's a good question. If this is Gufak Dusha, so what's Shalom Rabban? By Gufak Dusha, everybody needs has modern Milsa. Everybody agrees has modern Milsa because you kill an Afn Egla Rufa where you don't even do say Shrosa. There is a Tana holds Ari Fosai Shrosa. So the Rabban over here holds Hazmana Lav Milsa. Even by Gufak Dusha, they'll have to hold Ari Fosai Shrosa. That could be. But Akapon, my question still remains. What did Abai see in Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about Gufak Dusha. Abai is talking about Mishamshin. How is Gufak Dusha relevant to Mishamshin? How can Abai see in Rav Shimon Gamliel a Siyut to his position? And if there's no Siyut to Abai's position, then Abai is slugged up because the price of Omer L'Umad is certainly against Abai. I think there's a posture to test. I think the answer is Abaye does learn that from Egle Ufa. Right? Abaye learns that Hazmana Lab Milsa, Hazmana Milsa. Where does Abaye learn that Hazmana Milsa from? How does Abaye know Hazmana Milsa? From Egle Ufa. How can you learn that from Egle Ufa? Egle Ufa is Gufa Kdusha. Abaye is talking about Meshavshin. The same question is sort of like what I'm asking now. What's about Abaye himself? Abaye learns that from Egle Ufa. How can you learn that from Egle Ufa? Egle Ufa is Gufa Kdusha. Abaye is talking about Meshavshin. Al Korchach. What's the Al Korchach? What do you have to conclude from that? I'm not looking for an answer. What is the conclusion? Abaye is not Mechalak. The Gemara says that Rav is Mechalak. Rav does not learn out from Egla Rufa to Mishamshin, because Rav holds Mishamshin are not the same as Gufa Kdusha. Abaye himself learns out his din that Azman Olam Milsa from Egla Rufa. Abaye doesn't subscribe to this distinction between Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin. So Abaye Lushitosoi can say that Rav Shimon Gamliel is a support to him, because Abaye Lushitosoi holds that there's no chiluk between Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin. Which, by the way, would mean that when the Gemara said Tanoihi, that's Abaye talking. It's not the Stam of the Gemara, because according to the Stam of the Gemara, it's not Muchuch. Rav Shimon Gamliel might very well hold Hazmana Lav Milsa, but by Gufa Kdusha it's different. The Stam of the Gemara would pass like Rava. No, if it's the Stam of the Gemara talking, we have to. In other words, the Gemara that's saying Aliba the Emes, it's the Tanoihi. According to Rava, this not like be a. It could be that it's nothing. It's not a Tanoihi. Rava might hold that. Rava could very well hold. Rava, who has this chiluk from Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin, could very well say, I could agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Over there it's different because it's Gufa Kdusha. Abaye L'shitosoi, who doesn't have this distinction between Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin, so Abaye L'shitosoi says, oh, I see Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it, that has Mana Milsa by Gufa Kdusha, and I don't think Gufa Kdusha is any different than Mishamshin, so Rav Shimon Gamliel supports me. Okay, so now let's take a look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Afalpi Shalim Dun Lishman Pirush Hakuntres Hazmana Lav Milsa Vel Ichpas Limba. The Kosher Rebbein Tam. The Kaimelin Bahazmana Halacha Kirova. The Gemara says by us the Maschmanim Bar Hilchaso Kirova that Hazmana Lav Milsa. Beibud Lishma Kaimelin Kerab Shimon Gamliel Kine Mucha Perakani Zokin Behud Omer the Oslo Kamei Dev Ami Omalei Sefer Torah Shikasafti Gvilin Loi Nebdu Lishma Omalei Neman At Alavs Itzchocha Beinat To Neman Alavs Sefer Torah. So says Tosfos, Ferishing Gemara, that gvilin of a sefer Torah have to be neva lishma. You need ibud lishma. So he asks Tosfos, the steer in halacha. The way Rashi learns the sugya, it lines up that Abaye is like Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav is like the Rabbanan. So in fact, Tosfos doesn't stim lahalacha. Halacha we pass like Rav and we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Agamar says we pass like Rav has mana lav milsa. And the Gemara in Gittin says that sefer Torah needs to have ibud lishma, which is presumably like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let's swallow a few more lines and we'll come back to this. Ve'ein l'chalak ben Oshel Tfilin the Gilsul Sefer Torah. Maybe say that's only by Sefer Torah. Maybe by Oshel Tfilin we really passed not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Doesn't say what the chiluk would be. So Tais, no, it can't be a chiluk. Doshin Shul, but the Chorin, because this is Gufa Gushim, this is Mishamshim. So Tais, no, it's not true. Doshin Shul Tfilin, Allah Ha'Allah Shem Yisinai. So the Ora Batim is not just Mishamshim, it's Gufa Gushim too. Come back to that. But what's Tais' Hasag and Rashi? He has a Kash and Rashi from the Allah Ha'Allah Ma'is. The way Rashi sets up the sugya, Abaye equals Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav equals the Rabbana. And Tosfos then to steal halacha. We pass like Rav and we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's a kash. And because of this, Tosfos is going to turn the whole sugya upside down. He's going to be chaylik and Rashi. Based on what we said before, is this a kash and Rashi? Chayyim not a kash at all. What's the kash and Rashi? Halacha is gevaldik. We pass like Rav that has mana lav milsa, but we pass like Rav that has mana lav milsa where? By Mishamshin, by Gufa Kdusha, the Gemara said before that Rava is Maida, because Rava has the distinction. We pass like Rava. That means we buy into Rava that there's a chiluk between Gufa Kdusha and. Why do we learn that from Egla Rufa? Because we hold like Rava that there's a chiluk between Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin. So by we pass like Rava, by Mishamshin has Mana Lad Milsa. But by Gufa Kdusha, has Mana is Milsa, even according to Rava. Because Rava holds a chiluk between Gufa Kdusha and Mishamshin. So where's the steer in Halacha? The Halacha is Gevaldik. The Halacha is Hazmana Lad Milsa. And nonetheless, the halacha is like of Shimon Gamliel, that by Gufa Kdusha you have to have Lishma. So what's Tosfos Hasag and Rashi? Chayr Tosfos Kash and Rashi doesn't start. Very good. Tosfos L'shitasim. Tosfos L'shitasim. How's Tosfos L'shitasim? Because Tosfos and the Mem Zayin and Beis learned the Gemara differently. The Tosfos and Mem Zayin and Beis, when the Gemara said, Rav, my time will go, my Megler Ufa. Tosfos learned that the Gemara is not asking why the Rava learned from Egla Ufa that Hazmana Milsa. The Gemara is asking, Rava happened to hold Ari Fosso Yisrosso, so why didn't he learn that from Megillah Rufa that has Mono Lav Milsa? And the Gemara answers, well, there's Kufakdusha. We had a Rebbe ask, what's the Teres? Then it doesn't make any sense. We talked about that. I'm not going to revisit all of that. But Al Kapodim, the way Tosfos reads that Gemara, there is no Gemara that says that by Kufakdusha has Mono Milsa and by Mishamshin has Mono Lav Milsa. There is no such Gemara. If anything's Gemara, the other way around. By Kufakdusha, there's more Sfar to say has Mono Lav Milsa. But Al Kapodim, there's certainly no Gemara according to Tosfos that by Gufakdusha has Mono Milsa and by Mishamshin has Mono Lav Milsa. So according to Tosfos, not even Rebbe has this distinction. So Mela Taisus asks in Rashi Lishitosim. Taisus Lishitosim has a kash on Rashi. It's a chiddush because there was, if you, when Taisus was Zayin Abayz, when he said it, it wasn't so clear that Taisus was saying it emphatically. Taisus was saying it as a possibility. Yesh Lefarish. Now it's immersion. Taisus really holds this way. Not only Yesh Lefarish. That's the perish. So that's very good. Comes out very good. Taisel Shitosim holds no chilek guf and dushin mishamshin. So Taisel Shitosim has a problem here in the sugi. How can you tell me that Rava lines up with Rav Shimon, that Rava is like Rabban and Abai is like Rav Shimon Gamliel? We pass like Rava that has mana lad milsif. We pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel that or sefer Torah, villain of a sefer Torah, presumably or abatim, they have to have ibud. They have to have ibud lishma. And Rava Taisel doesn't think this any different than guf and dushin mishamshin. Taisel doesn't have that notion altogether. So Taisel doesn't stim la halacha. This is good. We'll have to see going forward if this is going to remain true, but right now it sounds good. So now just a minor point. Taisus threw in this line in the middle, this abortive idea that maybe it can be mechalik between Gvilin and Orabatim. Gvilin may be Duni Lishma and Orabatim not. He says not true because Orabatim also has a shin. But he had a tzatami mechalik. What was the tzatami mechalik? This it's abortive in Taisus. It doesn't remain with it. But Taisus, for a few seconds, wanted to say that maybe it's not a problem because yes, by Gvilin shall say you have to have lishma, but by Arabatim maybe the halacha really is that you don't need lishma, and that'll stim with Rav. So what was the svar lechalak between Gvilin of a sefer Torah and Arabatim? So the pashas, I thought the pshat was, what he tempting to say the pshat is. Taisus meant to say maybe by Gvilin it's kufakdusha sazman and milsa, so you have to have lishma. And by Arabatim, it's only Mishamshin, there has Mada Lavmil, so therefore it doesn't have to be Lishma. Well, if you have Mela, that can't be the Taisus, because Taisus doesn't have that Chiluk. If Taisus had that Chiluk, then the guy would have had no Kash and Rashi in the first place. So you have to say that was not the Pshat in this little snippet of Taisus. Taisus meant, maybe the Stamasvar, that by Gufak Dusha, maybe you have to have Lishma, nothing to do with Hazmana Milsa. Maybe the Stama Halacha, that by Gufak Dusha, you have to have Lishma, nothing to do. Hazmana is Lavmilsa across the board. And that's why narrowly you don't have to have Lishma. But maybe there's a svar to say that by Gufak Dusha there's an independent requirement of us of Ibud Lishma for some reason. I don't know what the reason might be. So later in the Baal Mor really has such a svar. I don't know what it means over there either, but there is maybe such a svar floating out. So that has to be. Taisus didn't mean that by Gufak Dusha has Mono Milsa. There's no such thing in Taisus. Taisus meant Shem Yesh Lechalek that by Gufak Dusha you need Lishma even though Hazmona Lav Milsa. And it's outside of the orbit of Asugno. So Asugno only connects Hazmona to Lishma by Mishamshin. Maybe by Gufak Dusha, Lishma exists independent of Hazmona. You still need Lishma. Taisus doesn't make sense because Agamor is also Gufak Dusha. So that's off the table. But Akoponim, the way it's lining up is that Rashi and Taisus are Lishitosim over here. It's going to create problems in a minute, but so far that's how it seems. Yeah.
Taisus Menachas asked the same stira, and at the end of the Taisus, he makes this chiluk.
Right.
But he spells out that the chiluk is because the batim are tashmishe kedusha.
So yeah, I agree, but maybe he means the batim are tashmishe kedusha, therefore by the batim, the din of lishma only mikoyach hazmana. But by gufa kedusha, maybe you need lishma even though hazmana lav milsa. In other words, maybe by ordinarily hazmana has to do with lishma. You know, you only need lishma if hazmana milsa. If hazmana lav milsa, you don't need lishma. But maybe there's a svar to say that by gufa kedusha, some new svar out of left field. But maybe by gufa kedusha, you need lishma independent of hazmana milsa or lav milsa. I said that's not tenable. But it's not that Tosfos meant to say that by Gufak Dusha, maybe by Gufak Dusha has Mono Milsa. Because if you say a chilek that by Gufak Dusha has Mono Milsa, then there's no Kashan Rashi to begin with. The Rava, the Omer has man olad milsi. So we come shim liel the vayibud l'shma. Mishum dolei sagi b'azman. Taisus turns the sugya upside down. And he says pshatling Omer is just the opposite. If you hold azman and milsi like Abaye, that's like the Rabbanon that you don't need vayibud l'shma. And if you hold the azman olad milsi like Rava, that's like a shim and gamliel that you do have to have l'shma. Taisus a hesman. Because if hazmana milsehi, then it's enough to do hazmana, meaning hazmana bepeh, or hazmana with sirtut, which is enough. As other meisim, doesn't have to be evil. But if hazmana lav milsehi, then hazmana bepeh is nothing. So then you have to have evil lishma. So let's have shanim taisus in Rabbeinu Tam. Balamor also has a shita. Barichus Doyle is Balamor, very similar to Rabbeinu Tam. What's Rabbeinu Tam? The Tam is learning the sugya like this. That's for sure. Everybody agrees that you need to do a hachana. You have to be making the or shema. You need a hachana in the or. Precise choice of words here is going to be determined by the hemshich. So let's not be sticklers right now about exactly the words that we're using, because we have to see how it plays out. But al kaponim, you have to inject some kind of lishmo into the arabat. How do you go about doing it? So if hazmana milsa, so sagi b'hazmana, it's very easy. Take this piece of leather. Pick it up. You say that I want it to be l'shma. I'm being mazmin at l'shem tefillin. That's an act of hazman, hazman milsa. And you thereby inject l'shma into the arabatim. And now you have a l'shma. Now these are arabatim that are mezumin l'shem tefillin. But if hazman olav milsa, then that's of no meaning. Hazman olav milsa, he didn't do anything. That's nothing. So elamai. So how do you put the lishma? How do you inject lishma into the tefillin? The only way to inject lishma into the tefillin is with ibud lishma. The only way to inject lishma into the tefillin is with the ma'isa ibud that was done lishma. That's what it says in places. That's what it says in the Berakha. The question is, what does ibud give me? If hazman alav milsa, then the ibud is also just a hazman. After all, ibud is also at the end of the day just a hazmana. Oyer beged lemeis is a hazmana. No, even oyer beged lemeis is only a hazmana. Even so, what is? You have to inject over here some kind of lishma. If hazmana milsa says the gemara, then you can do it with hazmana ba'alma, just hazmana bepel. Let's say Menachos Tosfos says a sirtut ba'alma and ma'isakal. Maybe it's totally whether hazmana has to be, could be bepel or you need some kind of ma'isakal. But anyway, you have to do some. You could do other. You could. There's way you can with a mere hazmana ba'alma. You can inject lishma into the tefillin. But if hazmana lav milsa, so that's nothing. So that's not. You can't inject lishma into the tefillin with hazmana bepeh, because hazmana bepeh is nothing. So the only way to inject lishma into the tefillin is with ibud. And how does ibud help? What does ibud give me? How does ibud inject lishma into the tefillin? Ibud is also only a hazmana, and hazmana lav milsa. So, l'chayra. Let me speak out the issues here, and you'll see. I just speak out the issues. You could say, first, I would say, left to my own devices, I would say, it means like this. Yes, of course, ibud is only a hazman. Ibud is also only a hazman. But it means like this. You need to have an asil lishma. This injection word that we used before, that was obviously a neutral word, because I didn't want to commit myself. Maybe we'll commit ourselves that the definition here is you need to have a seal lishma, like by tzitzis we know Ashkel talks about a seal. By tefillin also you need to have an asil. meaning you have to make Or HaBatim Lishma. That Or HaBatim have to be made Lishma. Well, what qualifies as an Asiyah? If Hazmona Milso, Hazmona is an Asiyah. Because by the magic of Hazmona, I take a piece of leather and I turn it into Or HaBatim. That's an Asiyah. Take something that was not mizuman for Or HaBatim, and I made it. I took a piece of something that was just leather, and I now am mazmin it, I earmark it, I say, hareze l'tfilin. And by that I turn a piece of leather into a piece of Or HaBatim. That's an asiyah. And I did it l'shma. So there I have my asiyah l'shma. But if hazman alad milsa, so that's not an asiyah at all. But there's a halach and tari need asiyah l'shma. And all the asiyahs have to be l'shma. That means not only asiyah l'tfilin, the asiyah of the Or HaBatim has to be l'shma. How can I make the Or HaBatim l'shma? Hazman is not an asiyah at all. So how can I, but I need to do an asiyah. The parrot says, I'll do ibud l'shma. Ibud is an asiyah because it's physically an asiyah. Yeah, of course ibud's only a hazman and milsa. As far as technically, it's only hazman and hazman and milsa. But ibud is still an asiyah of our tefillin because b'mitzias, tefillin, the leather, when I fabricate the leather, when I made the leather, I did it l'shma. So yeah, you're right. In Hilchas Hazmona, it's still called Hazmona La Milsa. For example, if I want to take that piece of leather that I was Ma'abed L'Shma and I want to use it for something else, maybe I could. Because Hazmona La Milsa and I could be Mishanet. But it's still called an Asiyah because at the end of the day, when I do use it for tefillin, so retroactively, when did I make this leather? When I put it into the Sid and I made it into leather. So it's a physically, chemically, this is Asiyah, this is the Asiyah Sar HaBatim. No, I need to have an asiyah. There's two kinds of asiyah. I can have a metaphysical asiyah when I take leather and I make it into, you know, with my halacha glasses, I see that I said hareze l'tfilin, and my piece of leather magically now, you know, with my special Google glasses, I see that this leather all of a sudden became Or HaBatim. So that's a kind of asiyah, a metaphysical asiyah, if you're lasmana milsa. But if you're lasmana la milsa, that's not called an asiyah at all. It's nothing. So what then is an asiyah? Here it says, regular asiyah, what in ordinary life we call an asiyah. When I take leather, I put it into this chemical vat, then it turns out, I take a piece of skin, I put it into a chemical vat, it comes out leather. That's the asiyah of the leather. So in a haram, ilch sazman is nothing, but it's asiyah. And asiyah could be done l'shma. Asiyah has to be done l'shma. I need an asiyah l'shma. So I can do an asiyah l'shma with a metaphysical asiyah, if hazmana milsa. And if hazmana la milsa, then I have to do a physical asiyah l'shma, and that's the and that can only be the ibud, or the tzviyah. No. I'm saying Hazmona is Hazmona B'Per across the board. But Rava holds that Hazmona La Milsa.
He holds Hazmona. The way you can do Hazmona is the same thing. It's just it's not going to be doing anything.
Yeah, so if it doesn't do anything, then it's not an Asiyah. When did I make the Or HaBatim? There's two ways you can make Or HaBatim. You can make Or HaBatim, two senses in which you can make Or HaBatim. You can make Or HaBatim in the sense that I took a piece of leather, finished, highly polished leather, but it was secular leather, and now I halachically transform it into Or HaBatim. That's one kind of asiyah. There's another kind of asiyah, which is not halachic asiyah, but we talk of what a chemist would call an asiyah. I take skin and I do some kind of chemical reaction to it and I turn it into leather. That's also an asiyah. I need an asiyah l'shma. That says in Torah, I need an asiyah l'shma. So koin ta'abai hazman milso. So the asiyah, I could do a halachic asiyah, and that's good enough. Hazman milso. And that, I did that l'shma. I need an asiyah l'shma. So koin ta'abai, I'll do a halachic asiyah l'shma. I don't have to do a physical, chemical asiyah l'shma. I'll do a halachic asiyah l'shma. Whereas koin to Rava, that's not available. Because Hazman holds, Rava holds there's no such halacha. So according to Rava, the only asiyah that I could do l'shma, I have to do an asiyah l'shma. That's like a given. I have to, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's a given in the sugya that I have to do an asiyah l'shma. What asiyah l'shma can I do? The only asiyah l'shma that I could do is not a halachic asiyah, but I could do the physical asiyah of the threads, the mashal by tzitzis. According to Abaye, I'll take the piece of the threads and I'll say harei elu l'shem tzitzis, and that's a halachic asiyah. And with that, it'll become a chefs of tzitzis, and I'll do a l'shma, and that's an asiyah l'shma. According to Rava, that's not available. So what kind of asiyah can I do to the threads that it should be called an asiyah l'shma? Well, I'll spin them l'shma. Spinning may not be a hazmana milsa. I'm not saying it's hazmana milsa. You could take those. You could take the Or HaBatim after the ibud, and you could use it for a football because hazmana lav milsa, and you're muta, and it's muta l'shanas. But it is physically, I did make this leather. I physically made it. Later on, when I do use it for tefillin, and I look retrospectively, I'll say, when did I make this Or? I made it when I put it into the sid, into the vat. So that is the asiyah sa'or. So it has to be done l'shma.
The halachic status of Hazmona and Abaye, Rava also
No, I don't need to do hazmana. But then that you have to do hazmana by tefillin. So I won't be mazmin. When I make the tefillin, it'll be tefillin. Till then, I could be mishan until the last minute. Because halacha that I need to do an asiyah lishma. That I have to do an asiyah lishma in the or abatim before I actually make the. But I have to do an asiyah lishma in the or before I use it for abatim. I need to do some asiyah lishma to the. Because there's some din of lishma. You know, my sitzis is a posuk. My tefillin, we know where it comes from. But there's some din of asiyah lishma. That I have to do asiyah lishma to the or. So I could do. I don't want to say this any more times because it's too many times already. But even though the Gemara says you have to do it many times. But no, I mean. The emphasis is, no, you're right in a way. There's what not on this. There is a problem here in a way because it seems like it's different kinds of asiyas. There's different kinds of asiyas. This is halachic asiyah and this is a physical asiyah. And what exactly did it say in the original halacha? Did it say you need a physical asiyah or a halachic asiyah? So we'll have to say it's non-committal. The Torah said you need an asiyah, doesn't tell us what kind of asiyah you need. Asiyah could be different ways. It could be halachic asiyah in the sense that from this point forward you can't be mishana to anything else. That's what's called hazmana. That could be the asiyah if you hold hazmana milsa. A coin throw of hazmana lav milsa, so that you can't do, but you do have to have an asiyah lishma. So the asiyah lishma that you have to have is going to have to be the physical asiyah lishma. Let me finish. I want to finish, but let me just finish the thought. It's fine about this will be fine. I think this is a legitimate mahalach in Rebbe Batam in Taisus. The problem is that the both the Ran and the Goyim did not understand it that way. The Ran and the Goyim understood Pshat and in Rabbeinu Tam. The Goyim is talking Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran is talking the Balamor, but it's the same sheet as Rabbeinu Tam. The Goyim talks at the same Farish both in Rabbeinu Tam and in the Balamor. They understand Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam as follows. That you need to have hazmana lishma, and according to Abaye, that means you take the tefillin, take the or, and you say Harei Lashem, like we said before, do hazmana and hazmana milsa, and there's your hazmana lishma. According to Rava, you can't do that because hazmana lav milsa. So therefore, what do you have to do? You have to do ibud lishma. The question was, but what does that accomplish? But at the end of the ibud, is also hazmana. Says the Ran and the Goyim, no. Ibud Lishma works because in Gufa Kedusha, Rav is moided that hazmana milsa. So Ibud Lishma works because in Gufa Kedusha, hazmana milsa. What does that even mean? First of all, if in Gufa Kedusha, Rav is moided that hazmana milsa, so do it bepeh. And then you're back to square one. It's like circular. Just like Abaya. Abaya also has a mother milsa, so you don't have to do ibud. You could do hazmana bepeh. So Rav said, no, you can't do hazmana bepeh because hazmana lav milsa. So what do you have to do? You have to do ibud lishma. And how does ibud lishma work? Ibud is also hazmana. Says the Ran and the Goyin, no, it works because in gufatusha hazmana milsa. Well, if in gufatusha, and our abatim is gufatusha. I don't say if in gufatusha hazmana milsa, then it's the same as Abaya. So why not just do hazmana bepeh? Why is it any different than Abaya? It doesn't seem to make any sense. So the truth is, the Ran answered for a kasha. The Ran says this pshat in the Balamor and says he doesn't understand it. Because if you're telling me that in Gufa Kedusha Hazmana Milsa, so why do Ibud? Then you're exactly the same on the same footing as Abaye and just do Hazmana Bepeh. The Ran therefore rejects the Balamor's pshat. Okay, the Ran has the freedom to reject the Balamor's pshat because he's the Ran. But how could that be pshat in the Ran? How could that be pshat in the Balamor? And the Goyin says with this pshat. The Goyin likes this pshat. And the Goyin says that's the pshat in the Rebbeinu Tam and the pshat in the Balamor. He says because hazmana, but he throws in a word hazmana bechi haygavna begufa kedusha milsa. He throws in the word bechi haygavna. Such a hazmana in a gufa kedusha is a milsa. And he's been saying the Gemara before about egla rufa. The Gemara and I'm impressed with Allah. So what's the pshat? Stam, it has no ifra. He told him here gufa kedusha batim is gufa kedusha. He's saying. So what's the machloek? He said, oh, hazmana milsa. Just do hazmana bepeh. So therefore you have to do Ibud, and how does Ibud work? Because in Gufa Kedusha Hazmana Bechi Haygavna Milsa. Sister Torah, what is this supposed to mean? So some of the pshat is, Rav Chaim really says this in the beginning, because he doesn't say it on the Goyin, he says it for other things that he has going in the Rambam. He has all kinds of things going on in the Rambam, which we're way beyond ahead of us right now. But for his own purposes, the Svar of Chaim says, some is coming from all of this, you know, this is where he's coming out of. Says Rav Chaim, the difference between Gufa Dusha and Mishamshin is not only in the thing itself, it affects the nature of the Hazmanah. If Hazmanah works by Mishamshin, what are Mishamshin? Mishamshin, the definition of Mishamshin, are things that are Meyuchud L'tzorech HaMitzvah. So if Hazmanah Milsa, even by Mishamshin, that means it's enough to have a Hazmanah where I'm Yachad the thing, L'tzorech HaMitzvah. I say this kiss is Meyuchud L'tzorech Tefillin, and that's Hazmanah. So if that's the case, then even in the Gufa Dusha, such a Hazmanah is also good. I take a piece of leather, which is really Gufa Dusha, and I say, this piece of leather is Meyuchud L'tzorech HaTefillin. It's not worse than the Kishel Tefillin. If I could be Meyachad the Kishel Tefillin, by saying I'm Meyachad at L'tzorech HaTefillin, and by Kishel Tefillin there is nothing else, because that's all a Kishel Tefillin is a piece of material that's Meyuchud L'tzorech HaTefillin. And Hazmanah works for that. So then even by the Tefillin themselves, a Hazmanah that I want this piece of leather to be Meyuchud L'tzorech HaTefillin is called the Hazmanah, and Hazmanah Milsa and gets Kedushas Tefillin. Mashenkin, if you say that Hazmanah is not Milsa by Mishamshin like Rava, and Hazmanah only works by Gufa Kedusha, so not only does that mean, or maybe not even fundamentally, it's not merely that you can't do Mishamshin, there's no Hazmanah by Mishamshin, there's only Hazmanah by Gufa Kedusha. That really comes from a deeper idea. The deeper idea is that there's no such thing as a mere Hazmanah that I want this thing to be Meyuchad for the Tefillin. That's nothing. The only Hazmanah that's effective is the kind of Hazmanah that's Meyuchad for the Gufa Kedusha itself, for the Tefillin themselves, for the Egel Arufa itself. Namely, to start with the Asiyah of the Egel Arufa, to be merited with Achal Esam. Or to take the Tefillin and to start the Ibad HaTefillin, to start the process of making the Tefillin themselves. That's the kind of Hazmanah that makes no sense by Mishamshin. I can do that by a kiss. And it only makes sense by a Gufa Kedusha, and that's why this Hazmanah by Gufa Kedusha, not by Mishamshin. In other words, yes, the Gemara is Mechalek in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin, but the deep Chilek is not so much between Mishamshin and Gufa Kedusha themselves, but between the kind of Hazmanah that you can have by Mishamshin and the kind of Hazmanah that's unique to Gufa Kedusha. By Mishamshin, the kind of Hazmanah that you can have even by Mishamshin is, I want this kiss to be Meyuchad L'tzorech HaTefillin. And Abai says that's a Milsa, and Rava says that's nothing. By a Gufa Kedusha, there's something else you could do. You could actually start to make the Tefillin. You could start the Asiyah of Tefillin. You could start the Hirodas HaEgel Arufa. That's a kind of Asiyah that doesn't make any sense by Mishamshin. It makes sense by Gufa Kedusha. And that's what the Gemara means when it says Egel Arufa is Gufa Kedusha. We can't learn out from Gufa Kedusha to Mishamshin. What the Gemara really means is we can't learn out from the Hazman of Gufa Kedusha to the Hazman of Mishamshin, because it's different kinds of Hazmanas. That's what the Gemara means, Hazmanah ki hai gavna be Gufa Kedusha Milsim. Not any Hazmanah works in Gufa Kedusha according to Rava. The Hazmanah that's unique to Gufa Kedusha works according to Rava. It says, that's what the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam says. Says the Goyim, that's the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. And the Balamor for that matter. He says, by Abaye holds Hazmanah works even by Mishamshin. That means not only that Hazmanah works by Mishamshin themselves, but the kind of Hazmanah that you have by Mishamshin works even by Gufa Kedusha. Which means Hazmanah of Hareza Meyuchad L'tzorech HaTefillin. So you can take a piece of leather, you can pick it up and say, I'm a Yachad L'tzorech HaTefillin. That would be good Hazmanah for Kishel Tefillin. It's a good Hazmanah for the Arabatim himself. It's called the Hazmanah. And with that, it's Chalat. They have a Shem, they have Tushas Tefillin, they have a Shem Tefillin. And it's called, and that's Hazmanah Milsa. And it's called, therefore, that you had a Nasiyah Lishma. You had a Hachana Lishma. According to Rabbi, you can't do that. Because the Rabbi holds that there's no Hazmanah by Mishamshin. And even though here we're talking about Gufa Kedusha, the Rabbi holds not only is no Hazmanah by Mishamshin, it means the kind of Hazmanah they have by Mishamshin, that Mishamshin could have, does not work by Gufa Kedusha. Only Hazmanah that works is the kind of Hazmanah that's unique to Gufa Kedusha. Namely, the Hazmanah of not merely that I'm a Yachad is the Tzorek HaTefillin, but the kind of Hazmanah that I'm actually doing the Asiyah HaTefillin. That kind of Hazmanah works by Gufa Kedusha. That's what the Goyim calls Hazmanah Ki Agamah. And therefore, according to Abaye, that you can have even a Mishamshin Dika Hazmanah, and it's effective. So you can take the Arabatim and say, Areza L'Tzorek Tefillin, and now it's Chala Hazmanah, and that's cool. You had a Hachana Lishma. Mashenken, or Nasir Lishma, Mashenken, according to Rava, that kind of Hazmanah is nothing. The only kind of, that's Hazmanah Mishamshin, Hazmanah Mishamshin Lab Milsi. The only kind of Hazmanah that works is the unique Egel Arufa Dika Hazmanah, the Hazmanah of Gufa Kedusha, namely to be married at Lanachal Eson. Well, what's the equivalent to being married to Egel Arufa to Nachal Eson? Picking the thing up and saying, Hareza L'Tefillin is not the equivalent to being married to Nachal Egel Arufa. The equivalent to being married to Egel Arufa to Nachal Eson is to take the leather and to be ma'abed at L'Tzorech Tefillin. That kind of Hazmanah is a Milsa Gufa Kedusha. That's going to the going. That's where Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. My question is, yeah, Yitzhak, you have been there for a long time, yeah.
So,
Right.
The posters elsewhere contrast this to circlet and other tikkunim time
you need in time. Those are also tikkunim that you need for the tefillah. Right. I had this also. So I think the pshat's going to have to be, I think the pshat is that sirtut is a tikkun that you need for the ksiva, but it's not the sirtut of making, it's not the achana of the or itself. Meaning, it's not sirtut in the Sefer Torah is a tikkun, it's not the asiyas hagvil. It's a tikkun because you need it for the ksiva. But it's not the asiyas hagvil. It's not the equivalent of Yeridu Nachal Eisen. Yeridu Nachal Eisen is the asiyas haglarufa. So the asiyas hagvil is the equivalent to that's the hazmana milsa in the gvil. But the sirtut is a tikkun because I need it for the ksiva later. But that's not called the asiyah. That's not called the asiyah itself. The only hazmana that works by the gufakdusha is what's called the asiyah of the gufakdusha. The ibud is called the asiyah of the gufakdusha, the asiyah of the gvil, or the asiyah of the arabatim. The sirtut is a tikkun, but it's not called an asiyah. Yeah. No, but I need hazman. I need a lishma in the grill. There's a din lishma in the grill. I mean, I don't know where Holton comes from, but this is din. What? It's not less than Tosfos by us holds even all these even in the Tila. It's but maybe in the Tila Tosfos maybe Tosfos there's going that for Hazmona you need to do something that shows your intent. So just saying it is not enough. You have to do an action that shows your intent. So the Sirtut is enough that it shows my intent to use this for Sefer Torah, but it's still not the Asiyah Sagvil.
Didn't we say earlier in Tosfos that if you there's no Tila between?
But that's my problem. Problem is that the whole going the going shot is predicated on the assumption that Tosa subscribed to the difference between Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin, which is based on Rashi's reading of the Gemara and Pesim Adal. But how can Tosa say that in a way that first of all Tosa Memzayim and Beis doesn't learn the Gemara that way? According to Tosa Memzayim and Beis, that's not the pshat in the Gemara, and there's no muck in the Gemara to Mechalek between Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin. And number two, even if say there Tosa didn't say it Behechlet, he said Yesh Lefarish. But number two, we made a cheshbon before that the whole Tosa, whole Kasha and Rashi is predicated on the assumption that Tosa is not mechalif in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin. Because if there's a chilif in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin, then Tosa's Kasha and Rashi didn't start to begin with. So how could the guy learn Pshat and Rebbeinu Tam? That's the problem. How can the guy learn Pshat and Rebbeinu Tam? The Rebbeinu Tam is based on this notion that in Gufa Kedusha Hazman and Milsa and Mishamshin Hazman is Lav Milsa, which grows out of the Gemara of Eglarufa. The Goyim is Mitzayin in the Gemara of Eglarufa. That's not how Tosis learns the Gemara of Eglarufa. That itself doesn't kill me because Tosis didn't say it so emphatically over there. He said Geish Lefarsh. So maybe in this Rebbeinu Tam he's going with Rashi Pshat, the Gemara Memches. What bothers me more is that in this Tosis itself, the whole reason why Tosis rejected Rashi Pshat, that Abai holds like Rav Shimon Umliel and Rava holds like the Rabbanon, is because it doesn't stim lahalocha, because halocha we pass in like Rava, but we pass in like Rav Shimon Umliel. But if there's a difference in Gufa Kedusha and Mishamshin, so what's the kasha? By we pass like Rava by Mishamshin, but we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about Gufa Kedusha. So Taisa's kasha altogether doesn't start. LMI was at Taisa Shitosim, he doesn't learn Pshat in the Gemara that way. So because of a Chazar Adin, how can the Goyin's very straight. If the Goyin is right, Pshat in Rebbeinu Tam, then what was Rebbeinu Tam's kasha and Rashi in the first place? Maybe the answer is, and this is going to stop, and if you saw it, just a second got complicated. But maybe the answer will be that Tosfos learned on the Gemara Tanoi, it's not Abai talking to the stomach of the Gemara. That was his kasha, and Tosfos knows that there's a chiluk. Tosfos knows there could be a chiluk between Mishamshin and Gufa Kedusha. But Tosfos thought that can't be the defense over here, because the stomach of the Gemara said that the Machlokes Abai and Rava is totally the Machlokes Avonin of Shimon Gamliel. And the stomach of the Gemara doesn't have Abai's notions, it has Rava's notions. The stomach of the Gemara says that it's an emes, that the Machlokes Avonin of Shimon Gamliel is totally the Machlokes Abai and Rava. And according to Rashi Pshat, that makes no sense, because we hold like Rava and we hold like Shimon Gamliel. So what's it going to help to say this is Gufa Kedusha and this is Mishamshin? But the Gemara said not that way, the Gemara said that it's the Machlokes Tanoim. So we had a kunz, because the Gemara is going in Abai and we pass in like Rava. But if the Tanoi is not the, is not Abai talking, it's the Stam of the Gemara talking, then you can't use such a kunz. The Gemara says that Rav is like Rav Shimon Leil. So say whatever you want. It says in the Gemara that Rav is like Rav Shimon Leil, and that doesn't shtim l'alocha. We pass like Rav, we pass like Rav Shimon Leil. And that was Tosfos Sagan Rabbah. So maybe that will be the answer for the Goyim. That the Goyim will learn, Rabbein Adam holds from the Chiluk between Gufa Kedusha and Meshamshin. So what was his kash in Rashi? We had a very good answer for Rashi. The Gemara is not mechalak. The Gemara thinks Rav Shimon Leil is like Rava because the Gemara is going like a. The Gemara thinks that Rav Shimon Leil holds Hashmona Milsa because the Gemara is going like a Abai. There's no chiluk between Hashmona Milsa between Mishamshin and Gufa Kedusha. But that's Abai. Lahalacha there is a chiluk. That's if you learn the Tana that Tanoi is Abai talking. But if Tanoi is the sum of the Gemara talking, then at the end of the day, the Gemara said befeirish that Rava is like Rav Shimon Leil. How could that be lahalacha? So therefore, Tosfos has to reject Rashi Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, fine. That last little knesh was a. You may have to wait for it, but I'll upon him. We have two mahalchim to spot on. We have two mahalchim in Ravina Tam. We have to go. What does Ibud Lishma contribute? As Mar Lag Milsus, what does Ibud Lishma give me? Without the going, I would say it's a physical asiyah, and all I need is a physical asiyah. Nechanami, it's not a hazmana, but it's a physical asiyah. The going learns trapping Ravina Tam. That what Ibud Lishma gives me is that in Gufa Kedusha, this kind of hazmana of Hirodal and Achaleson, of making the Gufa Kedusha, this kind of Azman is a milsa. And that's the mile of Ibud Lishma.